From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. All the people on board an Iranian domestic airline that crashed have been killed. There were 60 people on board, including 60 passengers and 6 crew members. The flight had left Tehran Sunday morning for a flight about 560 kilometers away. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. Students were the center of a gun control rally in the U.S. state of Florida following last Wednesday's mass shooting in which 17 people were killed. Survivor Emma Gonzalez shamed lawmakers who have not moved toward tightening the country's gun laws. Cameron Caskey was also in attendance.
We're all angry. We're not confused anymore. We know what's going on. We know that politicians like Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are creating a facade, that this is normal, this is inevitable, there's nothing we can do to stop this, and people are realizing that we've been fooled.
On Friday, days after the shooting, the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, admitted that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman. The agency acknowledged it did not follow established protocols after receiving information about the shooter on its national tip line. The FBI said someone with a close relationship to him left information on January 5th about the teenager's desire to kill people and other disturbing details. The U.S. federal government announced this week that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has arrested 212 undocumented immigrants in Southern California over the past week. ICE announced Friday that it arrested 212 undocumented immigrants and 122 businesses during a five-day sweep. It is a statement issued Friday. The ICE deputy director said that because sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles prevent ICE from arresting criminal aliens in secure confines of a jail, their officers conduct them at large. This is VOA News. Moscow is claiming the charges against 13 Russian nationals and 3 Russian companies for meddling in the 2016 U.S. election are blather. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, where dozens of world leaders have gathered this weekend, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I have no reaction at all because one can publish whatever one wants. We see how accusations, statements, allegations multiply. Until we see the facts, everything else is just blather. I beg your pardon for a not really diplomatic wording.
Mueller's investigation has shed further light on Russia's efforts to influence U.S. politics in cyberspace. The indictment suggests that a Russian propaganda arm oversaw a criminal and espionage conspiracy to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by supporting Donald Trump and disparaging his rival Hillary Clinton. The indictments have created added tension at the three-day gathering of global political and military leaders in Munich. The World Health Organization warns healthy pregnant women are undergoing unnecessary medical interventions at an alarming rate. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports most of the estimated 140 million annual births occur without complications. Yet it says over the past 20 years, there's been a significant rise in medical interventions previously used to avoid risks. These include oxytocin infusion to speed up labor and cesarean sections. WHO says health providers tend to intervene medically when the rate of labor appears to be slower than what is considered normal. This is based on a long-held benchmark for cervical dilation to occur at a rate of 1 centimeter per hour. WHO's new guidelines include 56 evidence-based recommendations on best care for mother and baby during labor and immediately after. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
4 Israeli soldiers have been wounded, 2 of them seriously, when an improvised explosive device blew up near the Israeli-Gaza border fence Saturday. Israel responded with airstrikes against 6 Palestinian militant targets in Gaza Strip later in the day, including what the military said were a weapons manufacturing site and an underground tunnel being built in the direction of Israel. 2 Palestinians were injured in the raids, according to Palestinian medical sources. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion on Israel's southern frontier with the territory controlled by the Islamist group Hamas. I'm Tommy McNeely in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.